Log Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday night. It is 10 o'clock on the East Coast. And this is Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond. Tonight, we're going to be talking about a show that is 11 days away, NWF Wrestle Blast 2017, January 21st, at the UAW Hall in Fairfield, Ohio. And tonight, to talk about that show and other happenings in the Northern Wrestling Federation, I have a very special guest, and I would like to introduce him right now. He is... That was not the button I pushed. He is the rookie sensation, Jordan Clearwater. Welcome to Matt Chat.
How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing wonderful. First of all, thank you for being on the show tonight.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate being on.
Let's get right into it. Like I said, Saturday night, January 21st, Wrestle Blast 2017. You and your tag team partner David Tyler have a big opportunity to become the number one contenders for the NWF Tag Team Championship.
Yes,
against
sir.
Justin Lane and Jay Donaldson. Talk about that match.
Yeah, well, you know, some time ago, Jay and I were having our differences in the ring, and it turns out David Tyler was, you know, having the same differences with Jay Donaldson and Justin Lane. They just continue to cheat. So together we've wrestled them twice, and both of those times they have done dastardly things to get away with the win. But at WrestleBast on January 21st, this is going to be a little bit different because David Tyler and I are coming to become the number one contenders.
And not to ask you to reveal your strategy, because as somebody who's been around, I know revealing strategy is not something anybody ever wants to do. But how do you think you can deal with both of them? I mean, because if one's in the ring, most likely both of them are going to be in the ring.
Yeah.
Because I've seen the way those two operate. And
oh, yeah.
They never seem to operate in a one-on-one. And I just watched Bustin' Loose before we had the show, so I saw what happened this past Saturday.
Yeah.
At Bone Crushers, and so actually, why don't we go back to tell the fans what happened this past Saturday at Bone Crushers, because that will give them a little bit of insight into this ongoing feud.
Yeah, well, this past Saturday, I had an opportunity to wrestle Justin Lane one-on-one, and David Tyler wrestled Jay Donaldson. But as you mentioned, Jay and Justin never seem to work on a one-on-one capacity. It's always two-on-one. And it's no secret that I had Justin Lane beat, pinned to the mat. But Jay Donaldson always finds his way to weasel into the match and get everyone disqualified. Because if they can't have their way, nobody can. So Jay Donaldson and Justin Lane had to cheat to prevent David Tyler and I from picking up a clean, both of us from picking up clean victories. And they ended up putting a beat down on us after the show. But this on Saturday, January 21st, that's going to be a little different because we know their tricks, and we have a few tricks up our sleeve as well.
Now you're actually new to me. I've only seen you wrestle, I believe. Actually, I've never seen you wrestle live, now that I think about it.
Oh, really?
Really. So why don't you give a little bit of your background in the NWF?
Yeah,
so
sure. Well,
know, and then we'll get back to the show on the 21st.
Yeah. Well, I started training with Roger almost 2 years ago. I started before FanFest 9, and it wasn't soon after that I made my debut. The NWF got a new venue at the Western Sports Mall, and I challenged Anthony Bryant for the Tri-State title. That was my debut, and that was back in July. So I'm still relatively new to the NWF scene, but I've wrestled in other promotions as well, such as Primetime Wrestling and Dynamic Championship Wrestling. But the NWF is the one I call home.
Well, that is a good place to call home for sure.
Yeah, for sure.
I know a lot of the people in the NWF locker room, and that is definitely a great place to call home.
Yes, sir. The NWF is by far the best promotion.
I would definitely agree with that. From the wrestlers to the referees to the ring announcers. Sorry, I had to I had to get that in there. let's go back to 21st. We know you've got the big tag team match, number one contenders match for the NWF tag team titles. Who are the champions right now?
The champions are Huff Justice.
That's what I thought, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Yeah. Ryan Stone and Matt Stevens still hold those titles.
Now Ryan Stone's a bit of a tough customer. He's somebody I'm pretty familiar with.
Yeah.
So if you find yourself in the ring with Ryan Stone at some point, what's your strategy, but
what's
how
your
are
game
you going
to
combat his size? Yeah, what's your game plan to combat his size?
Well, you know, when David Tyler and I dispose of Jay Donaldson and Justin Layton once and for all, we expect a fair fight against Huff Justice. They seem to, you know, they seem to abide by the rules, and I know them very well. Those are two people that I've looked up to, you know, for a long time, and I expect David Tyler and I will have a good match with Huff Justice. But if I had to pick an edge that we might have, and that would be our youth and agility. It's no doubt that Ryan Stone and Matt Stevens are one of the toughest competitors on the block, but David Tyler and I are some upcoming superstars, and we're just as hungry for those titles as anybody else is in that locker room, and I think we can use our speed and agility to our advantage.
I will say that I believe that youth and agility does compete well against size and experience. In my experience, I've seen that youth and agility can be a good. I'm not even sure what the word I'm looking for is. is good, a good deterrent against size and experience.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the other some of the other matches on the 21st, because I know you're focused on your match, but I was asked to talk about some of the other matches. So,
yeah.
Actually, you probably know the card better than I do.
Well, let me tell you what some of the matches that I'm really looking forward to. How does that sound?
That sounds great, actually.
Awesome. Well, you know, someone who's been a big mentor to myself and David Tyler, but someone who's really taken me under their wing and showed me the way is the Titan. He's our new NWF champion, and I had the opportunity to celebrate with him when he won that title. I do believe he was on your show a month or so ago.
Yes.
But
yes, he was about a month ago, right after he won the title.
Yeah, he's a great person and a great mentor, and I always love to see him in the ring. And that Wrestle Blast on January 21st, he's going to take on Mr. Reality Check, Big Jim Hutchinson. And without a shadow of a doubt, I can tell you that Titan will put up a hell of a fight and should keep the championship home to the NWF. And, you know, if it wasn't for one person, I wouldn't be in the wrestling business today, and that's Roger Ruffin. And every time he steps into the ring, we all stop and watch, because he's the man that's guided the way for myself, David Tyler, the Titan, Ryan Stone, Matt Stevens, even Jay Donaldson, Justin Lane, and some of the top superstars today, such as Carl Anderson and, you know, the Monster Abyss. He's really paved the way for all of us. And on January 21st, he takes on Anthony Bryant in a grudge match that is sure going to blow the roof off the place.
You know, every time Roger Ruffin comes, every time that I've been to an NWF show and Roger Ruffin comes to the ring, it seems that the crowd goes absolutely bananas.
Oh, yeah.
And I absolutely love it every time. I honestly get goosebumps every time he comes to the ring, just because of the crowd reaction that he gets every single time.
That couldn't
and I've
be
been
any
coming
more
to NWF shows for about 5 years now, 6 years now. I had to take a bit of a break, but I've been coming to NWF shows for a while, and he gets a heck of a reaction. And we've got somebody that wants to talk. And
oh, really?
And I'm kind of surprised. We got somebody that actually wants to talk about, I guess, about the January 21st show. Caller, you're on the air.
As we just mentioned, Roger Ruffin is taking on the mercenary, Anthony Bryant, Saturday night, January 21st, at the UAW Hall in Fairfield. Jordan, you've had an opportunity to speak in the ring with the mercenary. And what are your feelings on the utter, absolute disrespect he has not only shown to the current Tri-State champion, legendary Larry D, but the disrespect that he's shown Roger Ruffin over the past couple of weeks?
Well, it's disheartening, to say the least, because I had my debut match against the mercenary, and he seemed to get the better of me. He's been in the business for 15 years, and that man, he knows the ins and the outs, but to disrespect people such as Roger Ruffin and legendary Larry D is just disheartening. There's no other word for it. You know, Larry D, I've wrestled for his promotion in Kentucky, and I know him personally, and he is a strong person and a very, very kind-hearted. And he went through some things at the first of the year that are just terrifying. He fought for his life in a hospital bed, and the mercenary came to the ring and disrespected him. and not only disrespected Larry D, but Roger Ruffin, the person that got the mercenary into the business. So, you know, in closing, I would say that I'm looking forward to WrestleBlast so Roger Ruffin can put the mercenary in his place, just like he put Chiron in his place, you know, several months back at FanFest 10.
Couldn't agree more. I can honestly say the mercenary should definitely have his hands full in Fairfield on the 21st against the man, Roger Ruffin.
And for those of you who are wondering, yes, that is the voice of the NWF ring announcer, Miss Callie. Thank you for calling in.
Oh, you're welcome. You know, I have to support the young talent such as the rookie sensation Jordan Clearwater, who has an excellent opportunity Saturday night, the 21st of January in Fairfield, when he and David Tyler face off against Jay Donaldson and Justin Lane in a number one contendership match. I'm looking forward to that being one heck of a fight because you two have a lot of retribution to take out on this. That would be cool.
That couldn't be any closer to the truth, Miss Callie.
So, Miss Callie, not to put you on the spot.
Yes.
Not to put you on the spot, since you are a neutral observer. But what do you think is going to happen in that match?
Truth be told, I'd like to see Jordan and David give Jay and Justin a taste of their own medicine. I'm not necessarily saying that I think they should be underhanded, but I definitely think a little evening of the odd tit for tat, so to speak, has been earned because truth be told, Jay and Justin don't know how to do anything on their own. They always have to interfere for each other. And if I want to see an NWF tag team title shot match, I want to see it come down between the young guys like Jordan Clearwater and David Tyler taking on veterans such as Ryan Stone and Max Deacon. Because as far as I'm concerned, Tough Justice already proved they can beat Donaldson and Lane. I want to see these younger guys get that shot because, honestly, I think they earned it. They go out there, they bust their butt week in and week out, only to have the self-proclaimed 22-year-old stud, which is more like 22-year-old dud, and the jive turkey take cheap shots and either cheat to win or get themselves disqualified because they don't want to lose to the younger guys who have, they're making these guys work to keep their spots on the card, and they don't like it. So, truth be told, I want to see these younger guys finally get the shots they deserve.
You know, and I just have to say that the 22-year-old stud, as he likes to call himself, and you said he looks more like a 22-year-old dud, I think he looks more like a 42-year-old dud, in my opinion, but that's
at least
that's
42
just,
years old.
And at least 42, and that's just from an outside view of somebody who, like I said, hasn't been able to attend a show in a little over a year. Knowing
well,
where this show is, I may just have to make an appearance. And
I was going to say,
watch this
hopefully you'll
close.
Make an appearance.
Hopefully. I told somebody earlier that the plan was to be there. I just have to get a couple of things worked out. But Miss Callie, since we've got you on the line, why don't you run down a little bit more of the card with us, since you are the ring announcer.
I believe Mr. Clearwater has pretty well run down the card that has been released so far, and that is all I am willing to expose. So, yes, you will see the Titan go one-on-one again with Mr. Reality Check, and I think Mr. Reality Check is actually in for a real reality check against the Titan, the King of the Fights, because Titan's not willing to rest and lose that title just yet. He worked far too hard to get that, to give it up. So Big Jim best come with his A game, because Titan, he's not going to go down without one heck of a fight. And I really hope Roger Ruffin kicks the snot out of the Mercenary. Because the way he has disrespected not only him, but legendary Larry D, somebody needs to give that boy the butt-whooping of a lifetime. And I'll tell you now, Roger Ruffin is just the man to do it. And then we got the rookie sensation, Jordan Clearwater, and the reigning unified champion, David Tyler, with that awesome tag team opportunity to go against Jay Donaldson and Justin Lane for the number one contendership to the tag straps. Boy, oh boy. These boys will tear the place down. And personally, I can't wait to see it.
It sounds to me like it's going to be a great show, even with just a few matches announced. And I know in the coming days, I'm sure there will be more announced. For anybody wishing to attend this show, you can visit Hooterville Sports Cards on Pleasant Avenue in Fairfield. General admission are $8 in advance. VIP tickets are $15. General admission tickets are $10 at the door. Or you can visit the VP station on Main Street in Hamilton. Same ticket prices apply there. So if you're looking for hard-hitting, excellent professional wrestling action, I 100% suggest you be at the UAW Hall in Fairfield, Ohio on Saturday night, January 21st.
And don't forget to join us this Saturday night as well at Bone Crushers.
Absolutely. And do you have a sneak peek of anything going on this Saturday?
Actually, yes, we do. On main event, we have a huge over-the-top rope battle royal, but also, and this came out of a confrontation, we'll say, between the man Roger Ruffin and Anthony Bryant, we also have a huge six-man tag where you're going to see the Crimson Mafia, which is the Mercenary Anthony Bryant, Lord Crew, and Wildcat Chris Harris, as they take on Ryan Stone, Matt Stevens, and the man Roger Ruffin this Saturday night at Bone Crushers. Bell time is 8 p.m. and admission is only $6. You cannot beat that for a show.
Not for a good show.
A very good show. So,
absolutely.
Jordan Clearwater is going to be there. So, I mean,
oh, I will definitely be there.
And I know Dave Tyler is going to be there. So I definitely think people should come out, check out the NWS, check out these young guys, check out and see what we're all about. I guarantee you will not be disappointed.
I will attest that you will not be disappointed if you check out an NWF show at Bone Crushers or at the UAW Hall. Either way, great atmosphere, great wrestling, great people, and the crowds are absolutely electric.
Yes, they are.
So, well, we're about out of time. So, I'm going to put Miss Callie back on hold. And, Jordan, if there are any Facebook, Twitter, Instagram that you want to go ahead and plug?
Yes, sir. You know, I have a Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram all under the name Jordan Clearwater. And the NWF also has a Facebook page under the name of Northern Wrestling Federation. I do believe we have an Instagram now for the NWF as well. It's at NWF Wrestling, I believe. And then follow us on Facebook for Bustin' Loose every Sunday at 8 p.m. to find out what's going on with the NWF.
All right. Well, I want to thank you for being on the show. I want to thank Miss Callie for calling in and lending her voice and her expertise to the show. And we've actually only got about 2 minutes, so I'm going to wrap things up. So once again, it was an absolute pleasure talking to you. And maybe one of these days down the road, we'll get to have you on the show again.
That sounds wonderful. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for being on. Have a good night.
You too.
That was the rookie sensation, Jordan Clearwater. You can catch him this Saturday night at Bone Crushers, next Saturday night at the UAW Hall in Fairfield, Ohio. And for, well, myself, because my co-host apparently doesn't want to call in anymore, I'm your host, Ace Diamond. This has been Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. Have a good night, everybody. We'll see you next week. Good night.